something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
Out of all the great places to meet someone, there's the library, the monastery, the penitentiary, the coolest place to meet somebody that has an ARY in it is probably at a house party.
Oh, now we're talking.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like the exact opposite of all the other places you described.
And that's why it's the best, because it's got all the ingredients.
There's for sure.
People you already know there. Lots and lots of booze. Sometimes fun games. And even a chance to make a mistake that you'll enjoy for at least 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Maybe more.
That is alluring.
I don't get it.
And that's where one of our listeners, Nick, met a woman recently. Not sure if any happy mistakes happened, but let's find out. Nick, you go a full 30?
Oh, yeah.
Gross. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
wow.
So gross.
Oh, Nick. Did not have to say yes
Mr.
to that.
Stamina.
Yeah, don't start it like this, Nick.
No. Teach me your ways, Nick.
I'm just joking around, man. So it said in your email that you sent to us that you met a girl at a house party.
Yeah, that's right. We met at a house party.
Okay, what's her name?
Isabel.
And at what level of inebriation were you when you guys met?
I mean, you know, we were coherent, but there was a lot of drinking and stuff.
All right.
Okay. Well, you remember it, so that's
good. Yeah. And you knew her name.
What was the meeting like? Paint a picture for us.
It was really cool. I mean, you know, there was a lot of people, and we got mashed together as teammates playing seltzer pong.
Oh, okay. You were pong mates.
That definitely bonds people really quickly.
Oh, yeah. Seltzers bring the world together.
But, like, why are we chugging seltzers? They're carbonated. It's just a...
It's low-cal, Brooke.
It's better than
chugging
beer, Brooke.
It's the cool young thing to do. Get on board or get out, Grandma.
Beer. Yeah, for
it's
real.
It's so burpy. Okay,
anyway.
Did you guys win? That's the question.
We did win, you know, and we did kind of bond, which was cool.
Nice. Attaboy.
And you're right, there was some belching involved. That seltzer, man.
Yeah.
It
could be
painful.
It's very gassy.
Well, it could bond people together.
Via acid reflux.
Yeah.
So aside from bonding over seltzer pong, how was your connection with Isabel?
It was good. So after we won the game, you know, we ended up kind of chilling in the backyard, and there was definitely like flirty vibes, and we totally just lost track of time talking, and I mean, we must have talked for like 4 hours.
Oh, dang.
Whoa. Wow, bro.
That's a huge bond between you two, that you can talk for 4 hours straight at a house party. That's awesome.
Longer than most relationships these days.
Yeah, so the time definitely got out of hand, and you know, until I realized, oh crap, like I have to actually let my dog out. So I told her I had to go, and she was like, oh, you know, I could come help you with that.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
Okay, she's the one that offered, too.
Yeah, what'd you say to that?
I was like, all right, sure. And so she came to my place, and we were walking my dog, Bowser, and...
oh, Bowser.
This isn't a euphemism, right? Like, this is, you actually have a dog.
Okay.
God, I hope you wouldn't name this thing Bowser.
Okay.
That's actually really cute. Did she stay the night?
No, so nothing like that happened. We just walked the dog and talked for another good while, you know, and it was getting late, so we just kind of called it a night. You know, I didn't want to be like, you know, have her stay over the first night or be like disrespectful or whatever. So, you know, there was no kiss, no hug or anything. Huh. It just kind of ended.
A lot of talking. Then.
No kiss? You guys talk for like, I'm getting like 6 hours here and you guys didn't kiss once?
And he's probably too gassy with like all the seltzer bubbles. Didn't want to ruin it.
And sober by the end of it.
Seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. It just like there didn't seem to be like a moment or a window, and I didn't want to force it. We were just getting to know each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So how did you two leave it?
So we just said goodnight, and I do have her number, though, and I ended up texting her like twice, and she did not respond.
What? Huh. Maybe you guys ran out of conversation. You talked so long that there's literally nothing else to say.
I know everything.
Yeah.
is there a chance that maybe she has a boyfriend?
I asked my friends, and they said she does not have a boyfriend.
Dude, what do you think is going on? Because that is so strange that she would just ghost you after that.
Especially after spending like half a day together.
Yes.
Yeah, and missing the house party to hang out outside with you.
Yeah.
Well, and even if she's not like interested in you sexually, you'd still have a friendship after 6 hours.
You
of
wouldn't
talking.
Hang out with somebody at a house party if you didn't have some
of
sort
course,
of chemistry.
But like, you wouldn't ghost somebody like that, is what I'm saying.
What do you think? What do you think's going on?
I really have no idea. I mean, I'm calling a radio station to try and find out, so.
Okay, so that's a high level of desperation.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. There's like some shade thrown at us, but I'll have you know, I am the best seltzer pong player on Earth.
On Earth.
I challenge you.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I challenge you, Nicholas, to seltzer pong, but first we're going to call this girl. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, man, hold on. We just talked to Nicholas about his night with a woman named Isabel, and they met at a house party playing seltzer pong, which I'm currently 17th ranked in the Ontario Amateur League.
Oh, really?
But climbing. You know, got to work my way up to the top.
Weird flex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a weird flex.
Don't be jealous. But after a long conversation with her after that, Nick had to duck out to go walk his dog, and she decided to come along with him.
Yeah.
But afterwards, it's a mystery why she's not responding, because she doesn't have a boyfriend, at least as far as he knows.
Yeah.
And he can't think of a reason why she would be ghosting.
I can't either.
So, Nick, I'm just going to throw this out there. I need you to be 100% truthful when I ask you this, all right?
Okay.
Is your dog, Bowser, physically unattractive?
How dare you?
Yeah. A girl isn't going to call somebody back because their dog's ugly. I mean, let's be honest. There's no such thing as an ugly dog.
I read this whole article in Women's Red Book about how girls get turned off by ugly dogs.
I can see the dogs and the owners, they always like match.
But I'm not hearing any answers from Nicholas. Do you have an ugly dog or what?
He's cute as a bun.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly.
Poor Bowser.
Obviously, I'm just messing with you, Nicholas, okay? But just before we do this, Nicholas, do I have complete authority if she does call your dog ugly to call her ugly back?
No, Jeffrey.
You cool with that?
No.
You said it, not me. I'm not taking part
in
that.
Go for it, Jeff.
He said no. That was a no.
I got the approval. Okay. I'm going to fight for you, and I'm going to fight for Bowser, too. Oh,
you girls wanted Jeff to care. Now he really cares.
Yeah, I'm in Bowser's corner.
Let's go.
Here we go. Let's dial this number.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Let's call this ugly girl.
No.
Okay.
At this point, I hope she doesn't answer.
I might get myself in big trouble here.
Yeah, this may never air.
Okay, let's just do this. Here we go. I'm dialing number right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Isabel?
Yeah, this is her. Who's this?
Hey, Isabel. My name's Jeff. Don't. Why are you sighing already? I just said one thing.
Anything yet.
Yeah. I'm calling from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, which you are currently on.
Welcome.
Oh, okay. Why are you guys calling?
Great question.
Well, we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners named Nicholas.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait, we haven't even
said
anything
don't even know why
yet.
I'm calling you.
Yeah, no. That's worse than no.
What is this all about?
Oh.
This is a segment that we do on our show called A Second Date Update. Mm-hmm. It's where we help our listeners get in touch with somebody after they had a really good date night, but they can't get a hold of the other person.
So what did you guys hear about that night?
He told us the whole story about the whole night, how you guys spent hours together at this house party, and you even left with him to go help walk his dog, Bowser.
And he was, like, totally respectful, didn't try to kiss you, didn't ask you to stay the night.
And so he's just really confused why, after spending all that time together, you would completely ghost, not respond to any of his texts.
Yeah, not even a hi.
Oh, I mean, it sounds like he didn't tell you guys the whole story.
What? Well,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
I mean, his version makes it sound like it was the perfect evening.
What did he not tell us then?
Okay, so... yeah, we go to walk his dog. Everything's fine. We're talking. And we stop because his dog is taking a number two.
Okay.
All right.
And then he picks it up and tosses it in his neighbor's garbage.
Okay.
Tosses
okay.
The two into the garbage.
That's so rude to dump it in someone else's garbage. Like, why would you do that?
Wait, whoa. You're talking about the baggie of dog poo? You're upset that he put it in his neighbor's garbage?
Yeah, I think it's such an asshole move. It just shows me that he doesn't care about his neighbor.
Whoa,
He's picking up the dog poop. There's a garbage receptacle. Like,
why is that an issue?
Like, we weren't even that far from his house. Why would you put it in someone else's garbage?
Why does it matter?
Well, because
it now smells, bro.
Their
gross.
Bin may now smell like poo and gross it up. I kind of see that.
People drop it in our bin all the time.
Well, you don't tell the difference between you. You already have a dog.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's nice that they pick it up. I don't care where they put it. Like, it's just not on our grass.
We're thanking people. Thanks for the poop, guys.
Yeah, seriously.
So you're saying that you would rather he pick it up, carry it home with him, and throw it away in his own garbage?
Absolutely.
Okay, but I still don't get it. Like, why would that be a reason not to call him back?
You don't get it. We were like 20, 30 yards away from his house. Why couldn't he just walk back real quick, put it in his garbage, and we could have moved on?
Okay. Did you ask him that?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to ask him that. I barely know the guy.
Okay, well, truth be told, I barely know him either, but I'm brave enough to ask him, because he's actually on the other line listening. Nicholas, why didn't you pick it up and throw it into your own garbage, bro?
Yeah, poo in your own garbage.
Why are you guys attacking him?
I'm not. I'm just asking the question in the same tone that she did.
Really aggressive.
What the f***?
What are you doing? You're on the phone? What's going on?
What's going on is that we spent an awful long time, like, talking and getting to know each other, and then you didn't respond to my text, and now I'm finding out that it's because I threw away dog poop, not in the right garbage can, I guess.
You heard my side of the story, and I told you I think it's insensitive, and you're only thinking about yourself. You're making it easier for you, and you aren't thinking about your neighbor.
I mean, she's kind of right. I'm not trying to defend him. I don't think it's a huge deal. But yeah, obviously he was like, oh, a garbage is a garbage, and threw it away.
But it's not a deal breaker. I mean, yeah. Isabel.
Not you.
I know. Is it? Maybe it is.
Yeah.
If Isabel's this passionate about it, text in to 78592. Tell us, what's your opinion here? Is it wrong to pick up your dog's poop and throw it into your neighbor's trash can?
Yeah, it's wrong. You shouldn't do it.
My God, so much passion.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you confront him that night if it upset you that much?
Oh, my God. Listen, lady. I already told you. I don't know the guy. I'm not going to confront him about his dog poop.
Oh, God. So she's just like, I just won't.
So you weren't excited about meeting this guy and spending this long time with him and connecting on this, sounds like, deeper level. Am I right?
Well, a deal breaker is a deal breaker. Huh? Like, I can be with someone like that.
Yeah, she doesn't need a poop-throwing guy around her, Brooke.
I don't know. I mean, if I'm being honest, like, I've done that a lot.
Me
when
too.
I have dogs. Like, if I'm out walking, even a block away, I toss it into the closest garbage can because I just don't want to walk around with it in my hand.
Well, and you're a bad person, too.
Well, yeah, I know that. I go to bed every night saying that in the mirror.
I do it, too. I have a dog. I don't think it's...
No, you know what? This has happened to me before. I have been the neighbor.
Wow.
And you know what I did? I collected all of the poop,
for a week and gave it right back to him.
Oh,
dang. How is that better for you than just letting the garbage take it?
I mean, Nick, are you ready to admit that you're a terrible, horrible person for
like
throwing
Jeffrey
your
and
poop
I are?
Maybe trash can?
I would have rather heard her call my dog ugly because this makes no sense.
Oh, no.
You can always have both.
No, don't say it. Don't
was he?
Say
I don't know. Isabel
no.
wasn't
no,
an ugly
don't
dog.
Answer that. Don't ask her. She's ruthless, dude.
He's fine, but.
He's fine.
Not, a yeah.
not hot, but like fine.
So is there any wiggle room here, Isabel? Like if he stopped doing that, didn't do that behavior anymore? Would that be okay with you?
If that was the case, then we would be willing to send you out on another date, and we
yeah.
would pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Isabel?
For the record, I do not date monsters.
Oh!
Monsters.
Oh, he's the monster.
In the monster territory.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are monsters, too.
Yeah, poop monsters.
Ew, that makes it worse.
I
kind of like it more.
Gross, bro.
You know what? I guess I should be happy. You're the type of chick who'd, like, burn the house down because I put the spoon in the wrong drawer.
You mean rational.
Well, you. At least I care about people. What's wrong with you?
She actually would probably be the best neighbor ever.
You care about garbage.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste. That everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.